Well, as the situation in Australia gradually improves, countries across Europe are racing to combat the feared second wave of the virus amid a surge of new infections. Later today, the British government is set to unveil further restrictions, possibly including a short-term lockdown, after dire warnings the number of new cases there could reach up to 50,000 a day by mid-October. Barney Porter reports.
It's a debate echoing around the globe. In Athens, performance artists have protested against tightened restrictions imposed because of an increase in COVID-19 infections. We're all here to protest against these terrible measures that are killing us, says this musician. They're killing us. As artists, the umbrella covers all artists. We're dying. Their industry may indeed be dying, but it's the actual number of deaths in Greece that's prompted the reimposition of restrictions as authorities try to get a handle on the feared second wave. And it's the same across the continent. Four EU nations feature in the top 10 of countries with the highest death tolls. Spain is struggling. The virus has already killed more than 30,000 people, and Madrid's in a new lockdown. Another 31,000 are dead in France. Authorities there are opening new testing centres across Paris to reduce queues and delays. Italy's toll stands at 35,000, while the UK has the highest tally in Western Europe, with 41,000 dead and counting rapidly.
We think that the epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days.
Patrick Vallance is the UK's chief scientific officer.
If that continues unabated and this grows doubling every 7 days, then what you see, of course, let's say there were 5,000 today, it would be 10,000 next week, 20,000 the week after, 40,000 the week after.
His punchline in the televised public briefing: if the government does nothing new, infections could rise to 50,000 a day by the middle of next month. Later today, the government is set to announce all pubs, bars, restaurants and other hospitality venues in England will have a 10 p.m. closing time. The sector will also only be able to offer table service. And if the new curve isn't flattened soon, the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, has flagged tougher measures.
We do need to make sure that everybody is sticking by the rules. And in doing so, we'll be able to, I hope, get on top of this. And if we can't, we're going to have to go for more drastic measures. And that's something we absolutely don't want to do.
This chap from London gets the challenge.
I'd certainly bring in the curfew, but I wouldn't. I think restrictions need to come into place, but I don't think we need to go back to where we were in March, April, May, June sort of thing. So, but it's a balancing act, I guess.
And that balance is what governments around the globe are grappling with, seeing COVID as a health and an economic issue. The British government is set to unveil the details of its latest balancing act tonight.
That's Barney Porter reporting.